and welcome to Tea and Strumpets, a Regency Bromance Review. I'm your co-host, Zoe, and I've got kind of a weird thing going on with my voice, but it is mostly better, and so I'm going to record today. I've just, like, lost my voice, but here I am, so hopefully it is understandable and okay, because I have a few things that I really wanted to share with our listeners, and maybe when you saw the title of this on D, you were like, what? I don't have a kid. This isn't for me, but if you don't have a kid, you probably know somebody who's going to have a kid, and maybe you feel like getting them something. And this is really my favorite thing to get anybody who's having a kid is books. I think books are really wonderful as a parent, and I like to gift them myself. And these are my three favorite books for newborns. And you know, there's some different things out on the internet that tells you when you can start reading to kids, but my personal opinion is you can start day one. They like to hear your voice. They can't really see the pictures in the beginning, you know, but it's just kind of like a lovely bonding activity with your baby. And I have spent many, many, many hours reading to my girls. And especially my first one, Sarah, I just got really lucky that she loves books. And so we used to spend over an hour a day when she was even just like a year old reading books throughout the day, different like 10 to 15 minute sessions. And I really look back on that time fondly. You could read inside. You can read it outside. I don't know why I'm really pitching reading to podcast listeners who are listening to a podcast about books. But anyhow, I hope you can understand that, you know, just because they're tiny humans doesn't mean that they can't start learning to love books right away. So anyhow, I've got three books and maybe a couple extra honorable mentions here today, and that's what I'm going to discuss, and I'm going to discuss all of the reasons why I think these are the best ones for the littlest of babies. So first, I'm going to start out with a book called Global Babies, and the reason that I like this one is because babies really like looking at faces. So this book is very simple. It has a good rhyming pattern. It has, you know, the right number of pages. It has a very sweet message, and it just shows different babies' faces from all over the world. The book is written by or produced by the Global Fund for Children. So it's actually like a little bit of a better cause. And it's just really, like I said, it has a really sweet message, gets kids looking at lots of different faces from different cultures. My husband and I like to joke, sometimes we call it babies in hats because many of the babies are wearing hats. But anyhow, again, I think that what I have found with reading this book to babies is that they are pretty darn engaged with it from a really young age, and they stare at the faces of the babies. So I think that it is great for them. The next book that I'm going to mention is called Moo Ba La 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 by Sandra Boynton. And if you're a parent or an aunt or an uncle or frequently surrounded by children's books, you are probably going to run across Sandra Boynton. She's great. She's excellent at rhyming. She has adorable illustrations. She has really good messaging in all of her books. She's been around forever. I think that she was writing when I was a kid. She certainly was writing when my half brother and sister that are 10 and 13 years younger than me are kids. And she's still writing today. And her books are just wonderful. So you've got to start somewhere. And I highly recommend Moo Ba La La La. It's sweet. It's cute. It's short. It's fun to read. And as a person reading to a small child, you're going to be reading a lot. And you're going to be reading the same thing over and over and over again. And Sandra Boynton is so great for that. She is the kind of thing that reading over and over and over again is still pleasant. It's fun. It's playful. It's sweet. It's funny. It's just like the rhymes are just absolutely on point. I can't recommend Sandra Boynton enough. And if you're going to start, I say Moo Ba La 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 is going to get you in that door. You're going to love it. You're going to read the whole back catalog. There's so many books. And you're going to have a great time doing it. So again, Moo Ba La 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 by Sandra Boynton. There are quite a few other Sandra Boynton books that I could kind of go on and on about that I think are really great, but I'm going to leave it there and keep it short today. And finally, my very favorite book for newborns and my top gift, my top book really for babies in general is called I Kiss the Baby by Mary Murphy. I love I Kissed the Baby. It's adorable. But the best thing about it is for a newborn baby, the illustrations are all in black and white. And newborns' eyesight is still developing. It takes a while before they're going to see much. And so black and white, really high contrasting images are the things that they are going to get the most interest out of from the beginning. So that's why I Kissed the Baby is such a great book, number one. Number two, that it's such a great book is it's an adorable, repetitious pattern. You meet these little animals and they're all talking about, you know, I saw the baby. Did you see the baby? Yes, I saw the baby, the teeny weeny thing. And then, of course, it ends in with I kissed the baby. And so there's a big kiss in the book. Babies love kisses. It is just the most wonderful thing to read to babies. I have so many videos of my babies from like month three onward really responding to this book at different ages. They love it. Even my 2.5-year-old still loves it. It's just really a wonderful little book. And I think that the experience of reading this book to babies, especially as they keep growing, is just, it's like such a wonderful thing. I can't recommend it enough. There's also, and now unfortunately my voice is really bad right now, but there is one that's I sang to the baby and it like is this perfect, it fits perfectly to this little like acapella, archipelago? No, that's an island. Arpeggio, I think. Oh my gosh. That I learned like in musical theater as a kid, which is just, I sang to the baby. Did you sing to the baby? Yes, I sang to the baby and the baby sang to me. Anyhow, can't sing right now, but it just like gives you so much to do in this tiny little book. You can come up with a melody. You cannot. You can just say it. But there's a tickling portion like this. It's just an interactive book. If you need a book for a baby, just buy I Kiss the Baby by Mary Murphy. Anyhow, I have talked a little bit longer than I hoped to even today. I was trying to keep this short and sweet for you. So I hope you really enjoy these three books. If you need a gift for anyone or you want to get your kids' library collection started off right, these are my go-tos. And of course, if you'd like any more baby children's recommendations, please let me know. I am happy to talk about children's books. I read so many of them a year. And really, I should be putting them on my Goodreads. It would rack up my book reading score for the year. But ha ha ha. Okay. I'm sure a million parents have said that one already. And of course, you can find the links to these books in our show notes. So thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time. We're going to be reading a Tessa Dare novella. It's going to be a great time. And until then, may all your ever afters end happily.